Well, here's the TCA telecommunications room. See, there are about 10 or 15 teletypes in here, and the radio room is just beyond this point. There's a Miss Pearson in here we were asked to contact, and we hope that she'll get through to the aircraft for us and find out whether or no the film is aboard. Miss Pearson, do you have a free moment?
Yes.
We're curious about this film coming in from Montreal on TCA that carries the coronation film. Is there any chance you could get a hold of the aircraft and get official confirmation that the film is aboard?
Yes, I'll call Flight 5.
Fine, I'll step back while things go into action here. She's got a foot on the treadle.
Flight 5, Vancouver.
Vancouver, Flight 5.
Flight 5, confirm that you have the coronation film on board.
Roger, we have a queen is crowned on board.
Vancouver, thanks.
Thank you very much. There's the very information we've been looking for, and as that plane will be down on the tarmac here in a few moments, I think our best bet is to get outside and have a look at it. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Well, away we go through the radio room again, and out through our 1,000 teletypes and ticket tapers, and onto the tarmac. Well, here in the waiting room of the International Airport in Vancouver, we'll take a moment or two before the arrival of Flight 5. Give you a bit of an idea of the preparation necessary for filming the coronation, including the waiting throngs, the gaiety of London, the procession from the palace, and the actual solemn moment of crowning in the Abbey. The complete, intimate picture of a once-in-a-lifetime happening. You know, as you listen to this broadcast, the vivid, moving spectacle of the coronation of Queen Elizabeth will be waiting for you on the screens of the Vogan Plaza theaters, the first, the only feature-length filming of the coronation in breathtaking technicolor. This flight should be coming in any moment now. Now, for the first time in the long and colorful history of the United Kingdom, technicolor cameras were actually permitted inside hallowed Westminster Abbey. And you'll have a regal seat right in the front row of the most beautiful and moving of ceremonies. Incidentally, the plans for the filming of the coronation were first made back in February 1952. That was when Elizabeth succeeded her father, the late and beloved George VI. The entire Technicolor production was placed in the very experienced hands of Castleton Knight. You may remember him. He was famed for his production of Victory Parade. Then there was the Royal Wedding and, of course, the Olympic Games. Technicolor was chosen as the medium which to do the actual filming because Technicolor alone has the ability to reproduce all the wondrous color of an event that may never be witnessed again in our whole lifetime. As a matter of fact, from all over Europe and from America too, the special Technicolor cameras were given their assignment. London, June the 2nd, 1953. There are 16 cameras strategically placed through the 27-mile route of the procession and in Westminster Abbey itself. A bit of a record has been established, by the way, by the laboratories in England in turning out these Technicolor prints so quickly for... We have to remember that hundreds of them, hundreds, are being flown right now to all corners of the world, to South Africa, Singapore, Australia, India, and, as you're about to witness, to Vancouver and the Vogan Plaza theaters. I don't hear any word from the dispatcher yet. I imagine it'll be coming in pretty soon. Oh, incidentally, Christopher Fry, Britain's top dramatist, composed a beautiful narrative, and very logically, Sir Laurence Olivier, perhaps the most accomplished actor of the new Elizabethan age, was chosen as narrator. Special music played by the London Symphony Orchestra had completed the production of A Queen is Crowned. Now, here is not only a majestic motion picture, but an experience you'll want to share with those who witnessed the actual ceremony in London, A Queen is Crowned. Oh, I think there's Mr. Jack Reed coming across the waiting room. He's the manager of J. Arthur Rank here in Vancouver. Mr. Reed.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, sir. You've come down to pick up the film in person, I guess.
Yes, I'm here to get it in person and rush it downtown.
What are all the steps it has to go through once you pick it up?
While we leave here, we have to take it down to the office. It has to be mounted on 2,000-foot reels from where it'll be rushed to the censor's office and then immediately taken over to the screens of the Vogue and the Plaza theaters.
And then
excuse me. Yes, you'll excuse me, please. I think I hear the plane in the background.
Transcanada Airlines Flight 5. The North Star service from Montreal, Winnipeg, Calgary,
Now arriving at gate two.
Well, there's the information that is the vital information. Nothing for it but to get out there in the tarmac and get the delivery of this very precious film, A Queen is Crowned. I see Mr. Reed down at the end of gate two there. He's talking with what appears to be the captain of the North Star aircraft just in from Montreal.
Hello, are you the flight captain?
Oh, yes, Mr. Reed, I presume.
Yes.
You've been very anxious to get a hold of this material, I understand.
Certainly am.
Well, there you are, sir, safely in your hands.
Thank you very, very much, Captain.
Well, there's the film in the hands of Mr. Reed, who is now on his way into Vancouver. What we better do is follow and try and catch the arrival of the film in the J. Arthur Rank revising room. This is the revising room here, is it, of J. Arthur Rank?
This is the revising room. Right up these steps, will you?
You got all those parcels?
Yes, we have them here.
Mighty precious parcels.
Here we are, girls. Now, this is the big one. Let's get with it.
Okay.
We want this mounted as rapidly as we can.
What is this room here, Mr. Reed?
This is what we call the revising room.
I see.
This is where the film is inspected. This is where this print is going to be mounted. As soon as we get this package open.
This is the precious baby here. Now, what is the process, Jack, that has to be gone through here in the revising room before we can take it to the censor and then on to the theater?
The films come in in what we call an unmounted condition. That is, the films are packed in these flat tins, as you see, wrapped in paper. They have to be mounted on these machines over here. The young lady right now is mounting one, reel one. Let's get going here now. As soon as reel one is mounted, we add reel two. In other words, we take these two single 1,000-foot reels and put them on a large 2,000-foot reel.
That's for play in the theater proper, is it?
Yes, that is. Uh-huh. As a matter of fact, this particular picture will be on about four double reels.
This particular picture, this is the picture of the year.
This is the picture of the year. It'll be on four and a half double reels, running approximately 1 hour and a half.
Just exactly what is the girl doing there? The film's going through her gloved finger.
She's inspecting the film to make sure that there are no imperfections. Everything is in 100% condition for projection. That's reel one mounted now. Pardon me one moment, please. Here is reel 2A. Let's get this.
And that has to be spliced, that end has to be spliced.
That's the splicing machine right there. Excuse me. Reel two, here you are.
Now, in all the footage of the Technicolor film, A Queen is Crowned, is something in the neighborhood of 8,000 feet, isn't it, Jack?
Yes, 8,000, that's right.
How many frames would be in that 8,000 feet?
Roughly 120,000 individual frames or pictures.
Now, these reels have to be placed, they came as four separate reels, did they?
Well, that one there came as two separate reels. It's mounted on a double reel, you see.
Gosh, I'd like to stop that and have a look at the individual pictures. We'd have a sneak preview here.
Yes, we could. That's quite true. Unfortunately, we haven't the time. Now, after these single reels have all been joined into double reels, they're wrapped around the outside with this long, narrow strip of cardboard that you see, which we call a reel band. On this band is labeled the name of the feature and the reel number, so that we know exactly where each reel is at all times.
Well, that's just about ready now, is it, Jack?
Yes, that's about ready. What have you got there, Nora? That's reel one, two, reel three, four. Yes, we have it here. Okay, excuse me, please.
Sure, I'll get out of the way. There goes one, two, three reels in the big projection, at least in the big carrying case. That's the shipping case, is it, Mr. Reed?
Yes, it's made out of 16-gauge metal. And they're very heavy, very sturdily constructed. They have to be to withstand the rough usage to which they're put. They're shipped all over the province.
Mm-hmm.
However, this particular picture, pardon me, is on its way to the
censor board
right at the moment.
Can I give you a hand with that, Jack?
Oh, thank you. It's very heavy, but I can manage.
Okay. We're standing in a quiet corner of the lobby of the Vogue Theater in downtown Vancouver, and in a short time from now, the film will be delivered. We left it at the censors a little while ago, and it will be delivered to the Vogue Theater and to the manager, Mr. Al Jenkins. I believe that's him standing over there. Mr. Jenkins?
Yes, sir.
How do you do, sir? I left Mr. Reed over at the censors a moment ago with the film.
Oh, yes.
And I anticipate it being here any minute now.
Well, we're expecting Mr. Reed over any moment now, and as you can see, there's quite a crowd gathering here now in anticipation of this wonderful event.
Oh, there's a wonderful crowd, yes.
Yes.
This event is not the event of the year, but it's the event of years, isn't it?
Yes, I agree with that. Everyone, we've never had such a deluge of calls in all my experience in the theater business. The phone has been ringing consistently and constantly since early last week.
That's the only Technicolor picture of the coronation, the Queen is crowned.
Yes, the only Technicolor picture, and also the only picture that goes inside
is that him?
The Abbey. Yes, here comes Jack. Here's Jack Reed now.
Oh, hello,
Jack.
Hello. How are you? Pardon me, just a minute, will you? Well, this thing gets heavier by the minute. Do you mind if I get it out of your way up to the projection room? I'll be right back just a moment or two. Excuse me.
And I think what I will do is follow that precious film up into the projection booth and watch it being loaded onto the projectors, and this magnificent opening of The Queen is Crowned, the only picture in Technicolor produced by J. Arthur Rank, will be opening here in just a few moments. And incidentally, it's opening simultaneously in the Plaza Theater across the street. There's the door to the projection room, and I'll just give it a knock and get in. Sort of a double door in here to the projection room. And here's the interior of the projection booth. Pardon me, sir, would I be disturbing you looking over your shoulder?
Not at all.
You just got the film here a moment ago, did you?
Yes, just came out. Just putting it in the machine now.
Well, I better step to one side while the projectionist threads the machine. And while I do, I believe we'll have a look out one of these portholes and way down onto the tremendous audience assembled below in the huge Vogue Theater. Oh, there are thousands and thousands of people down there, and they're all waiting in anticipation for this, the Vancouver premiere of A Queen is Crowned. See, there goes the starting lamp on the projector. I think things are just about ready to roll. The house lights are slowly being dimmed by the projectionist here from the master control booth. His finger's on the starting switch, and there she goes. And there it is, ladies and gentlemen, on the screen of the Vogue and the Plaza Theatres in Vancouver, A Queen is Crowned.